pacha that a person feels is like noyva v'oyum, and you only think about one thing. You know, we were talking about the bracha, and most people don't make the bracha because they're thinking about other things and they don't have the presence of mind to say the bracha. But you see the yashak mimus shebalev, the yira, the pacha that a person has. This was a pretty strong one, pretty strong. Sometimes you can get earthquakes that are three and four on the Richter scale, you hardly feel it. But when you see the building shaking, the land shaking, that's really is a pacha. Okay, so you've experienced almost everything in California. You can go back and the first time I experienced an earthquake, the first time over about 30 years ago when I came out here. So I was sitting in the shul in Young Israel of Los Angeles, and I felt shaking. The building started shaking, and I thought it was a big truck that was going in the alleyway, because it sits on an alley. So sometimes it's big trucks. So I thought that's why I didn't pay any attention to it. Then I get home, and then my wife tells me, "Do you feel that earthquake?" Right? It was like a 6 point on the Richter scale. Okay, there's one more sheet I want to pass out. So just I think I have it. Okay, we finally reached the topic of Kabbalah's mitzvahs by Gerus. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is in a certain sense easy, but in another sense very difficult, very hard. It's easy because that's the essence of Gerus. There has to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But exactly what does that mean? What are the parameters? What are the gedorim of Kabbalah's mitzvahs? It's, as you see, it's a little bit complicated. It's not just as simple just to say that you have to be mekabel all mitzvahs, and otherwise the geirus is b'di'evid, not a good geirus, right? It's the achreinim tackle and they struggle with the gedder of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And we said that the Rambam doesn't really mention Kabbalah's mitzvahs when he defines Geirus, Mila, Tvila, Hatzah, Domim, and he doesn't start off with Kabbalah's mitzvah because Kabbalah's mitzvah really is so fundamental. But the Rambam does mention Kabbalah's mitzvah based on the Gemara in Bechairis, right? And that's why you have so many sheets, because really everything now is pretty much Shailos Utshuvos, Achreinim, in various Shailos Utshuvos that will go through the main critical in Yonim Nogea to Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the Gemara in Bechairis on Daf Lamed Amud Bei says that Akum Shebo Lekabel Divrei Torah Chutz Midova Echad Ein Mekabli Mosa. So he's Mekabel all mitzvahs except one mitzvah he refuses to be Mekabel Ein Mekabli Mosa. That's the Loshin HaGemara, which caused the tremendous confusion among many of the Achreinim. We're not Mekabel. Beis Din is not Mekabel. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Omer, Afilo Dikduk Echa Midivrei Seifim. Even one Derabbanan, if he's not Mekabel. So the Beis Din will not Mekabel that Geirus. Rashi explains, Dikduk Seifim, Chumra Derabbanan. Chumra Derabbanan. Adin Derabbanan, Rashi means. And so he's not mekabel that mistom and minhogim as well. If he's not mekabel certain minhogim, so then that's also not a geirus, right? And the question, the Rambam paskins this. The Rambam paskins this in Perek Yudalid. We've been focusing on Perek Yud Gimel Yisurebiya. In Perek Yudalid Yisurebiya, the Rambam talks about Ger Toishav. The halach is a ger toishav, is a goy who comes to Beis Din and is mekabel sheva mitzvahs, a formal kabbalah of sheva mitzvahs bifnei noyach, and he has the status of a ger toishav. What's it nogea for? Why is he called a ger toishav? What? Lach yoson, that's one din, but also he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, we're not allowed to let Gerim Goyim live in Eretz Yisrael. But if he's a Ger Toishav, right, he's allowed to have a yeshiva He's allowed to be a toishav of Eretz Yisrael, right? So the that's what the Rambam says. Just on the top of this page, Loma nikva shmo toishav lefisha muto lana loshiva beinena beEretz Yisrael kumashe biyarno behilchis avodah zara. That's what he talks mostly about in the hilchis avodah zara. But then in halacha ches, the Rambam paskens a mekavlin ger toishav ele bizman shayoyvel noyig. The dinner ger toishav only applies bizman shayoyvel noyig. Avu bizman azeh. Afilu kibel kol ha-teira kula chutz midiktuk echad ein mekabli mosa. But bizman hazeh, there's no yoivel. So even if a goy is mekabel, kol ha-teira kula, except diktuk echad, from the lashon of the Gemara in Bechayvus, diktuk echad, he means even divrei seifrim, ein mekabli mosa. What does the Rambam mean, ein mekabli mosa? You're not mekabel him. You're not mekabel him certainly as a ger toisha bizman hazeh, because there's no din of ger toisha bizman hazeh. But Rambam is telling us, Kal v'chaymeh, you're not mekabel him as a ger tzedek. If he's mekabel all mitzvahs except diktuk echad, you're not mekabelim also as a ger tzedek. He so can't be a ger toshav, and he can't be a ger tzedek. So the Rambam paskins this gemara in Bechayrus. The big question that really was raised by the first one to raise this question was the Beis Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkis. Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkis lived in the 1800s, and he raises the question when the Gemara says that a mekabli noso, when it's a mekabel chutz midova echon, it's a strange loshin ha Gemara. Gemara doesn't say ein oger, it says ein mekabli moso. So what does that mean exactly? What's his suffix? Is that a din lichatchila that Benson's not supposed to be mekabel a ger who's not accepting all tariag mitzvahs and the rabbanans? It's a din lechatchila, but b'di eved he will be a ger. Or do we say that even b'di eved it's not a ger? Chutz midove echa, b'di eved is marking the ger. It's not called kabbalas mitzvahs. Kabbalas mitzvahs has to be complete across the board, and if you leave out, you're mishayir, right? You're mishayir even one mitzvah that you're not mekabel, so that's not kabbalas mitzvahs. So it's even b'di'evit. So this is the suffix that the Beis Yitzchok had. In reality, it's not only Beis Yitzchok. Who else raises this suffix? Ramosha Natshuva in Simin Kuvav. Ramosha also has this chakira. He has this suffix. We'll see this. Some very, very strange tshuvas of Ramosha. But Ramosha also raises because the Loshana Gemara is Ein Mekabli Moso. So what does that mean? Does that mean it's a din on Bezdin that Lechatchila they shouldn't be Mekabel? Just like the Gemara says that you're not supposed to be Mekabel a Ger if the purpose of the Gerus is L'shem Ishus or L'shem Shulchan Melochim for Kovit, for wealth. So Bezdin is not supposed to be Mekabel, but as we'll see tomorrow, B'di'evit we paskin that l'shem Yishus, l'shem Shulchan Melochim, l'shem Geri Arayis is b'di'evet a Gerus, b'di'evet, it's a din l'chatchila that you're not mekabel. So what is the halacha over here? This is something, it's almost today when you even raise this issue, right? If you will raise this question, 99% of people who know anything about Torah would say, of course, b'di'evet, it's not a Gerus. B'di'evet, it's not a Gerus, right? That's the halacha. It's not a Kabbalah's Geirus. But you see in the Achronim, and we're learning this to go through the Achronim, to go through the Tshuvis. We're not in terms of the halacha, what is the halacha lemaisa. We'll talk about the halacha lemaisa afterwards. But in terms of understanding the sugyas and the rayas, so the Beis Yitzchok is mesubak about this, and the Beis Yitzchok wants to bring a raya on one side that it's only lechatchila, on another side that it's even b'di'evet. The Beis Yitzchok brings the raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zorah about the definition of ger toshav. That's I'm reversing the order of the Beis Yitzchok. Beis Yitzchok brings the Gemara. Ezehu ger toshav. There are three opinions in the Gemara. What's the definition of a ger toshav? So the Rabbeinu holds he's mekabel in front of a bezdin not to worship Avodah Zarah. That makes him into a Ger Toshav. Chachomim hold, he has to be Mekabel Shevan Mitzvahs. b'nei noyach in front of a bezdin. And achemim elu lobo lichlal ger toishev. That's not ger toishev. Ela ezahu ger toishev. Zeger oichel nevelis shekibel olav lekayim kol mitzvah samuras batoira chutz meisa nevelis. Right? This is ger toishev. Is a goy who is mekabel upon himself to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah except the isa nevela. I guess the isa macholas asuris. So he's oichel nevelis, but he's mekabel all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Right. So that makes him into a ger toishev. He has the status of a ger toishev. So the Beis Yitzchok says, if we're going to say that chutz midova echad is not ma'akev in gerus b'di'eved, right? He can become a ger, and when he says chutz midova echad, so why is this person? Why did the Achaim say he's a ger toishev? He should be a ger tzedek. He's mekabel all mitzvahs ha'Torah, not just sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, all mitzvahs ha'Torah except dova echad. Nevela, he wasn't mikabel. So why should he be only a ger toishev? He should be a ger tzedek. Elamai, we see from this gemara that chutz midova echad is ma'akiv the geris even b'di'eved. So he cannot become a ger tzedek. He can only become a ger toishev. This is the raya of the Beis Yitzchok. Sounds like a pretty strong raya. Pretty strong raya that. Why shouldn't he become, if it's not ma'akev b'di'eved, it's only a din l'chatchila, so why shouldn't he become a ger tzedek? And you'll say he's a ger tzedek with 612 mitzvahs? No, he's mekabel everything, and Rav Moshe points this out a few times. If he's mishayer one mitzvah, and he says, I'm not mekabel that mitzvah, so that's a mastam mashakosov b'Torah. Right, Masla Mashakosu Batayra, whatever Tanai you make is Ain Tanao Kayum. The Tanai is null and void. So he really is Chayiv in that one mitzvah as well. He didn't want to be Makabalit, but Bal Korcho, if the Geirus would be Chal, if it would not be Ma'akiv in the Geirus, so then he would be Chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs. Right? So the Koirat, the Beis Yitzchok says, in this Gemara we see that it's ma'akev b'di'eved because he doesn't become a ger tzedek; he only becomes a ger toishev. Right? Reb Chaim Moshe, how did I get to the Beis Yitzchok from the Achiezer? Reb Chaim Moshe quotes this Beis Yitzchok, who lived in an earlier generation than Reb Chaim Moshe, and Reb Chaim Moshe says you can be doicha this raya. You can be doicha this raya. It's not a raya that it's ma'akev. That it's ma'akev b'di'eved. Because the reason why he doesn't become, maybe it's only a din l'chadchila that chutz midova echad. So why doesn't he become a ger tzedek? Right? So he says, because in order to become a ger tzedek, what do you need? Mila and tefila. You need Mila and Tvila. Ger Toshev doesn't have those requirements, right? It's only a formal acceptance in front of a Bezdin, a formal acceptance of whatever mitzvahs he's accepting, right? But so Chaim Moshe says, even though he was Mekabel all mitzvahs in the Torah except Nevela, that means what? We assume he did Bris Mila. He did Bris Mila. But there's no mitzvah of Tvila on a man. There's no mitzvah of tefillah on a man. Man doesn't have a mitzvah of tefillah like a woman has a mitzvah of tefillah, the nidus. But since we don't find that there's a mitzvah of tefillah, so that's why, maybe that's why he didn't become a ger tzedek. Maybe as far as the Kabbalah is concerned, chutz midova echad is only a din lechatchila. But you have to go through the ma'isa geiris of mila and tefillah. And the case over here was he didn't do a tefillah. So that's why he's only going to be a ger toishev. And maybe Eino Chanami, had he been mekabel all mitzvahs chutz minevela, and he did mila and tvila, so then he would become a ger tzedek. Right? That's what Chaim Moshe's dichui. That's how he wants to be doiche this raya of the Beis Yitzchok. I thought possibly one could be doiche the raya another way, that even if he's mekabel all mitzvahs except Dova Echad, and that Chutz Mi Dova Echad would not be Ma'akiv, even if we'll say it's only a Din L'Chatchil, it's not Ma'akiv in the Gerus. This case of the Ger Toisho, he's Mekabel everything except Nevela, will not make him into a Ger Tzedek. Why? Because why is he accepting these mitzvahs? What does he want to become? Does he want to become a Ger Tzedek? Does he want to join Klal Yisrael? No, he wants to become a Ger Toshav. He wants to be allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So his Kabbalah was B'Toyras Ger Toshav, not to become a Jew, not to become a member of Klal Yisrael. And as we've said a number of times before, maybe that's an essential aspect of Gerus. Right? When you're becoming a member of Am Yisrael, this Ger Toshav wants to do mitzvahs. 612 mitzvahs he wants to do. Right? He's Mekabel Chiyuv mitzvahs. But not, he's not Mekabel Gerus to become a member of Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's why he doesn't become a Ger Tzedek. Even if we'll say that Chutz Midova Echad is only a Din Lechatchila, that's only if you're being Megaya to become a Ger Tzedek, to become part of Klal Yisrael. Over here, the Ger Toshav is not doing that. That's not his Kavone at all. Maybe that would be a Dichoy on the Raya of the Beis Yisrael. Yes.
Do we pass him like a Ger Shita?
No, we don't pass him like that.
Right.
Yeah, but we don't pass him that way because in terms of the definition of Ger Toshav, if we'll say that it's not ma'ake, chutz midova echad is not ma'ake, that we have to understand that shirt, that third sheet. Though. Why did the
yeah,
Aferim...
You would hold this way.
What?
You would say that third sheet holds, that it's fundamental and that you're right, that according to the third sheet, it is approved. But if you don't hold that third sheet, then the other two sheets could argue and say that was why they didn't hold the third sheet.
Yeah, but Pashtus, the other two argue because they hold the definition of Ger Toshav is only Sheva Mitzvahs or is only Avodah Zarah. That's the Pashtus, that what everyone is assuming. And I thought that maybe it really depends on the nature of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, of the Kabbalah by Gerus. What exactly is the Ger being Mikabel, right, when he wants to become a Ger Tzedek? Is he being mikabel a chiyuv mitzvahs, or is he being mikabel that he wants to become a ben Yisrael? Ben Yisrael is defined as you have a chiyuv mitzvahs, but you're a ben Yisrael, a mikabel to become a ben Yisrael, and that to become a ben Yisrael you have to keep the mitzvahs, or is it just a chiyuv mitzvahs that he's being mikabel? So if we say that the Kabbalah of Gerus, of Ger Tzedek, is Mekabel upon himself to become a Ben Yisrael, so then we can give this answer. The Ger Toshav doesn't want to become a Ben Yisrael, he wants to become a Ger Toshav with 612 mitzvahs. Right? That's what a Ger Toshav is. But if we say that it's a Chiyuv, that the whole Kabbalah of Gerus is a Kabbalah of mitzvahs, and here he's Mekabel, 612 mitzvahs, Chutz Midova Echad, Chutz Minaveila, so then, lichayru, we would have a raya that chutz midova echad is ma'akiv b'di'evet. Okay, so this is one raya that the Beis Yitzchok brings. Yes.
If he doesn't accept the 613, he's saying that he just wants to be shein yisrael. He doesn't accept more things. He's still accepting the shein yisrael.
What's that?
If he's accepting the shein yisrael.
But he's not coming to accept shein yisrael over here. In this case, he's coming to become a ger toshav. He's not coming to a best and saying, "I want to become a Jew. I want to become a Ger Toshav," right? With 612 mitzvahs. So does that, the fact that he doesn't want to accept Shem Yisrael, Ben Yisrael, right? Maybe that itself is Ma'akev. That's why he's not becoming a Ben Yisrael. Even if we'll say that Chutz Midova Echad is not going to be Ma'akev. That's what I'm suggesting. A possibility. Yes,
we
know.
What?
Yeah, it's good to hear. Yeah.
But the Rambam has it as He says that he's not accepting the Ger Toshav, and also this message when we're for Gerus to become an actual Jew. So it seems like the tefillah would have been there anyway. It was the same kind of, it was after this about Smith, so that was an act, not the fact that he wasn't told. seems like the same chesaron that is in this gear is the chesaron in the other gear. So I don't know if it's a good thing.
It's not clear. That's not clear. Could be that there was no. Could be. That's what they. That's the nidah. That's the question, because everything is so vague here. So vague. No, you can't. You can't bring a proof from that. No, it's just vague. And that's the whole chakira. The whole chakira is this din of ein mikavlim. When he says chutz midava echad, is that a din lachatchila or is that a din b'diyan? If it's only a din, if it's a din lachatchila, so then if he's mikavlim 612 mitzvahs and chutz midava echad, right? So why doesn't he become a ger tzedek? Let him become a ger tzedek. The answer is Rechad Chaim says it could be. Then in the chanami, if it's only a din lachatchila. Right, when we wouldn't be mekabelim lechatchila, b'diavad he would become a ger tzedek, but he has to do tefillah, and he didn't do a tefillah. That's
the. Say that's
the Rambam means as well. The Rambam is as vague as the Gemara. The Rambam, all the Rambam is doing is saying the Gemara. That's all. So you have no raya for it. The Achiezer brings from the Beis Yitzchok. Sorry, the Beis Yitzchok. In this sofek, whether it's makir b'di'eved or it's only a din lechatchila, so he wants to bring another raya. He wants to bring a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. By Gaireni, the ger came to Hillel and said, Gaireni amanosha talamdeni Torah shebiksav, and he didn't want to accept Torah shebalpeh. Hillel was megayah him because Hillel was soimech that in the end he would be mekabel Torah shebalpeh. Right? And that it wouldn't be considered to be chutz midava echad. So Rashi explains, Rashi over there himself, that's the kasha, Rashi in Shabbos. Why isn't this chutz midava echad? And Rashi answers, he wasn't koifer in Torah Shabbat, but he wasn't maimin that it was mipi agvurin. Hillel was confident that after he'll teach him Torah Shabbat, he will accept it. He will accept. So the Beis Yitzchok says, very hard to understand how Hillel could go ahead and be Megayer him, went ahead and be Megayer him, with the confidence that he'll accept Torah Shebalpeh after he teaches it to him. And if we're going to say that Chutz Midova Echad is going to be Ma'akev Geris B'di'eved, how is that going to work? How could Hillel be Megayer him? He's not accepting Torah Shebalpeh. And later on, Hillel was muftoch that he would accept it. But it's, how could he be mekabel him? The gevurah should not be chal, even b'di'evet. Elamai, it must be that this din, that chutz midova echad is only a din lechatchila, v'ein mekabel. Lechatchila the best and should not be mekabel the ger. But in the case where it's muftoch, right, the gevurah would be chal b'di'evet, even if it would be chutz midova echad. But ein mekabelim lechatchila, in the case where it's muftach labezdin, that he will be mekabelit, so then even lechatchila they'd be allowed to be mekabel. In other words, this, what Rashi says, that he was muftach to Hillel, that he would eventually be mekabel, that was only because of the halacha, the din lechatchila, ein mekabelim chutz midova echad. But if it would be a din b'di'eved, so then he would not be mekabel at all. Reb Moshe also has this chakira of the Beis. He doesn't mention the Beis Yitzchok at all. But Reb Moshe, based on the Loshon HaGemara of ein mekabelim chutz midova echad, Reb Moshe has that same suffix. Is that a din lechatchila or is that a din b'di'eved? And as we'll see, Reb Moshe, there were contradictions in their stiris in Reb Moshe's tshuvas about this, whether it's lechatchila or b'di'eved. Right? I don't know how to resolve these stiris, but we'll see that there are stiris. And Reb Moshe, in one tshuva, in tshuva chela gimel yeredeya simin kuf vav, wants to prove. He has a very interesting shaila over there. It's a shaila of a woman who was Megaya, but it was chutz mitznius, mehilchas tznius. She didn't want to accept the modest dress. I don't know, maybe it means she didn't want to accept to wear a sheitel, she didn't want to accept to wear clothes with dresses with the proper length and proper sleeves. So talboshes tznius, she didn't accept, right? The question was whether the geiris is the geiris is not a valid geiris even b'di'evit, right? Certainly l'chatchila ein mekablin because it's chutz midavecha. What about b'di'evit? So in that tshuva, Ramesha ba'arichus has a whole arichus where he focuses on this issue, whether it's a din l'chatchila or a din b'di'evit, and Ramesha wants to bring a number of rayas. The main raya that he brings is from the story of Hillel. In the story of Hillel, there were really two stories of Hillel. One where the ger didn't want to accept the Torah Shebal Peh, and another story where he wanted to be Megaya Amanas She'eya Kayin Godol. Right? And She'eya Kayin Godol, of course he could not become a Kayin Godol, Azora Kore Vyumos, but that was his, so it was sort of like he was Chutzmi from that love of Hazor HaKorev Yumos, that he's not allowed to become a Kohen Gadol. So Ramesha says, Ramesha is also bothered. When Rashi says that Hillel was Megayer the Ger, because he was muftach that he would accept Torah Shebal Peh, like how could he do that? If it's Ma'akev B'dievet Chutz Midova Echad, so how can he rely on his, be confident that this will be a geirus, number one. And number two, that means the whole geirus, the whole process, the mila and the tefillah, was chutz midova echad. He would, so it wouldn't be a valid geirus. So how could Hillel go ahead and be megayah him? So Ramesha concludes from this story that it must be that it's only a din, it's a din l'chatchila. So din l'chatchila ein mekablim. You're not supposed to be mekabel a ger who says chutz midova echad. And since it's a din l'chatchila of ein mekablim, so then Hillel could say I'm muftach, I'm confident that he will eventually be mekabel. If it would be a din b'di'evit and it's ma'akev in the gerus, so how could he go ahead and be megayah him? And when at this stage, at this point, he was still saying chutz midova echad. So it must be that it's a din l'chatchila. And Ramesha explains the Rashi. He analyzes the Lashon of Rashi, that the Rashi said, Huksho l'Rashi al Hillel. I don't know how many of you got through this tshuva, but it's a very important tshuva, Sim Kuvav. Huksho l'Rashi al Hillel shekiblei l'gayro l'chatchila mihod ein mekablim ach shelo kibel olo v'ach rak dova echel kol shekein shelo hoye lo l'kabel ger zeh shelo kibel olo kol atayri sheval beh. If chutz mi dova echel l'chatchila you shouldn't be mekabel, certainly chutz mi tori sheval beh you shouldn't be mekabel. That's what bothered Rashi. That's what Rashi quotes the Gemara b'chavis chutz mi dova echel. And what does Rashi answer? Hillel was muftach she'acha she'ilam den al yismach olo v'yikayim gamken kol dinei tori sheval beh. So what is Rashi saying? That Rashi explains he wasn't really koifer in Torah Shabbat. He just didn't believe that it came mipi hagvur. But he agreed. He admitted that there is such a thing as Torah Shabbat. So how does that answer anything? So Ramesha says, why was he muftach? Why was he moved? The din is a mekablim lechatchila if he says chutz midavecha. But Hillel was moved that he would be mekabel once he taught him that he would be mekabel, and therefore I can go ahead lechatchila and be megayahim. What led Hillel to believe so strongly that he would be mekabel? So that's what Rashi says. Nosan Rashi tam lahavtochaso de Hillel shohoyo zeh machra shalohoyo koyfe batayri shabal peh. It doesn't mean, why was he Mohila Muftah? Because the Ger was willing to believe that there is a Torah Shebal Peh. He just wasn't accepting that what you're telling me is part of the Torah Shebal Peh, because I can't see it in writing. It's not written down. So Hillel was muftach that when he would teach it to him, he would come to accept that. And therefore, that's what gave him the haftocha, the confidence. Right? But the din, Ramesha says, the din of Ein Mekablim, Ger, if he says, Chutz Midova Echad, right, has to be that it's only adin lechatchila. And that's why, if you're confident that he eventually will be mekabel that dova echad, therefore you can go ahead and be megayer him now. That's what Ramesh. And the same thing Ramesh explains by the Kohen Gadol. Right? He wanted to become a Kohen Gadol, right? And Hillel was muftach, even though Rashi doesn't ask this question there, because Rashi's relying on the first ma'aser, chutz mitorah shebalteh, will be the same answer. Why that is a chutz midavar echad? Hillel was muftach that once he'll teach him the halachis, that kol zor hakorev yumos, that he will accept that as well. And therefore, he could be mekabel him even lechatchil. That's how Reb Moshe explains. So it's very, very similar to the raya that the Beis Yitzchok brings. So the Beis Yitzchok is mesupuk about this, because on the one hand he brings a raya from Hillel and the Ger, right, that this din of mekabel chutz midova echad is only a din lechatchil. On the other hand, he brings the raya from the Gemara by Ger Toishav, that it's a din, that it's ma'akev, it's ma'achutz midover echad, it's ma'akev bidi evet. And that's the Beis Yitzchok, but certainly it's a din lichatchila not to be mekabel any ger that you know that he is not accepting of all mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. How can we reject this raya from Hillel? Chaim Moshe doesn't help us too much over here. Chaim Moshe says he brings the raya from Hillel that it's only a din lechatchila, and what does he say? Yesh lidchos. That's all. He doesn't tell us how to be doicha the raya. No, Dorcha the Raya from Ger Toshav.
The same tribute
as if he was Mekabel to Megayim, but he was Megayim, yeah. Oh, okay, so you mean the Beis Yitzchok, yeah, he quotes the Marsha. Yeah, right. You're right, he does quote the Marsha. He quotes the Marsha that, and this is a possible way of being Dorcha the Raya, because the Marsha himself asked the Kasha in Shabbos, by the case of the Kohen Gadol, that how could he accept him. After all, if he wanted to become a Kohen Gadol and he can't, there's no possibility of becoming a Kohen Gadol. How can you be Megaya him? Because after all, isn't that for Shulchan Melochim? He's being Megaya because of the COVID. He wants to wear the big day kahuna, he wants to get the COVID. And the Gemara says, the Gemara that we'll learn tomorrow on Daf Chav Dalid, says that you're not mekabel gerim lechatchila if they're megayim for ulterior motives. L'shem ishus, l'shem shulchan melochim, covid, wealth. So how could Hillel go ahead and be megayim him, right? Be megayim him. You're not supposed to be megayim him, right? So the Marsha answers, the Marsha says, when the Gemara says gairei, right, the Marsha interprets that to mean different. Doesn't mean he was actually Megayim. What does it mean? Megayim means Kibra. That he accepted to be Megayim him, but he didn't do the process of Gerus yet, and he did not do the process of Gerus until he actually was Mekabel, a full-fledged Gerus, without becoming Kohen Gadol, or we could say the same thing without a full-fledged Gerus being Mekabel Torah Shabbat. In other words, even though the Lashon HaGemara is Gairei, and that seems to indicate that Hillel went through the process of Gerus already, and it's just that he was confident that later on he'll be Mekabel, the Marsha says it's not Muchach to say that way, that he was Gairei means he was Mekabel. He told him, I will be Megayer you, but you know, you have to go through, let's learn some more. And he wasn't actually Megayah him until he accepted everything. Not to become a Kohen Gadol, he accepted, or the other case, to accept the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So if we learn like that, Marsha, Ramesha doesn't like that. Ramesha quotes the Marsha in the Tshuva, and he doesn't like that explanation, because he says, if that's what happened, so then Rashi doesn't have a kasha. What is Rashi asking a kasha? This should be chutz midova echad. He waited to be megayah him until he was mekabel everything. So Rashi's whole kasha doesn't really begin. So Ramesha doesn't like that, but the Marsha does say it. And therefore, if we accept this, the Marsha's interpretation, that he wasn't really Megayah him until he was Mekabel everything, it's just that he told him now, by the Chutz Midov Efer, he told him, yes, I will be Megayah you, because he was confident that he would be able to convince him about Torah Shebaal Peh, so then that would undermine the Raya of the Beis Yitzchok and of Rav Moshe. So we have two possible rayas in this chakira, whether it's a din lechatchila or it's a din b'di'eved, right? But each raya can be nitche. Each raya can be refuted. Yes.
Before it's much more than the marsha, because at the end, Adam Geres is not. It's Ezra Timoto shall hillel caravan on top of Kampeshkina. So much more that first is mekarav and then he's mapping on top of Kampeshkina.
The Lashon HaGemara is what? At the end? Which Gemara are you referring to?
The last one.
Just before the two dots? Yeah. What's the Raya from
that? First is
Mekarav,
it's
Kervan,
and then
Tavis Kanfei
Ashrina. And
it's
I don't think it's not a rhyme.
You can interpret it either way. Okay. The Achiezer, going back to the Achiezer. How does the Achiezer hold? The Achiezer, this is one of the most critical tshuvas in terms of Geirus. This tshuva, the Achiezer, Simen Chavov. He goes through many, many different issues. And this tshuva, the Achiezer, he emphasizes over and over again how Kabbalah's mitzvahs is ma'akiv the Geirus. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is ma'akiv the Geirus, even b'di'eved. And he says, after bringing down the Beis Yitzchok and refuting the rayas of the Beis Yitzchok, he says, Misvara. You don't even have to bring a raya to this. It's a svara. That's what Geirus is all about. Misvara Nira came to Kabbalah's mitzvahs ma'akev bevadei bo'inishi kabbal olav kol mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs for sure is ma'akev. If a Geir will come and say, you know, I wanna become Jewish, but I don't want to be mekabel mitzvahs, right? Then for sure everyone agrees that's ma'akev the Geirus. The question is dova echad. If he's mekabel most mitzvahs but he's not mekabel all mitzvahs, that's the shayla. That's whether that's a din lechatchila or that's a din b'diyev. So Rechaim Ma'isa says, since Kabbalah's mitzvahs is ma'akev, it's mistabed to say Kabbalah means every mitzvah. If I'm mekabel but I leave out one mitzvah, that's not Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right? Misvara. You don't have to bring a raya to it. But he has a sofik. Rechaim Ma'isa has a sofik. If let's say, when the Gemara says he's not mekabel diktuk echon mi divrei seifim, one mitzvah to Rabbanan, he's not mekabel. What is that? What happens there? Do we say that min ha-Torah he is a ger because he just wasn't, but mi Rabbanan he's not a ger because he wasn't mekabel one mitzvah to Rabbanan, right? Or do we say that since the Rabbanans are based on lo sosur, if he's not mekabel one mitzvah de Rabbanan, it's like he's not mekabel lo sosur, and therefore it should be ma'akev b'di'evet, he shouldn't even be a ger min ha-Torah. That's the sofik Rav Chaim Moshe has. To him there's no sofik about it, that if your chutz midah ve'echad is ma'akev de geris b'di'evet, that's not kabbalah's mitzvahs. But what happens, chutz midah ve'echad de Rabbanan, is that ma'akev the geris min ha-Torah? He's not a ger, or is it only ma'akev the geris midrabanan? Min ha-Torah he is a ger, but midrabanan he's not a ger. And there'll be nafka minas lahalacha, obviously. If let's say it's mekadesh anisha, it could be, and many many other nafka minas. That's Reb Chaim Moshe Sofik, which he doesn't have any resolution of. Reb Moshe also in a number of tshuvis, Reb Moshe emphasizes how important Kabbalah's mitzvah is, that if the ger is not mekabel mitzvah, it's ma'akev the ger is b'di'evet. I gave you kuf nun zayin because he just says it. It's a short tshuva to the point, where Rav Moshe just just states what's very, very clear, that im ger shelo kibal olam mitzvah im nechshav ger poshel abor sheino ger klal af b'dieved v'chein hoira avamori hagoyim halacha lemaisa b'strebin v'uvda kazu sheino ger klal bein l'kula bein l'chuba shekabolos mitzvahs b'ger ma'akev yidisa b'yoredeya reisam meches se'if gimel. We even spoke about the kabbalos ma'akev that you must have a best in by the kabbalos mitzvahs, right? But the Kabbalah's mitzvah is v'shur is ma'akev. And even Ramesha says, even if the ger will say that he is mekabel mitzvahs, but it's an anan sahadeh, that he's not mekabel mitzvahs, he's not going to keep mitzvahs, he won't keep Shabbos, he won't keep kashrus, doesn't matter what he says. If there's an anan sahadeh, that he won't keep mitzvahs, so that's not a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right, that's anansahade uproots and nullifies what he says. Right, so very, very clear, and that applies. The Rav Moshe here was not talking about chutz midava echid. He's talking about kabbalas mitzvahs in general, and so that is going to be ma'akir b'diyar. Rav Moshe in this tshuva kuf vav and in kuf chav dalet, he has two tshuvas where he raises an unbelievable kasha. A kasha on a sugya that we learned, which seems to go against this whole yisod of Kabbalah's mitzvah, that you have to be mekabel mitzvahs, and chutz midava echad is going to be ma'akev in the geirus. We learned the Gemara, remember we're on Daf Mem Hei Omer Beis, about Ahu Avda, right? Let's take a look at that Gemara again. Because we focused then on Milo Tovla L'Nidusa, right? Where was the Bezdin? But the Ramosha raises a question based on this Gemara. The Gemara says that Ahu Avde de Reb Chiyo Barami Akbala Lahi Ovedes Gechovim L'Shem Intasa. Right? He was Matbil this non-Jewish woman L'Shem Ishus. Omer of Yosef Yochino Lachshure Bo Ubebarta. So Yosef Paskin that it's going to be a valid geirus. Why is it a valid geirus? Where was the tefila? Milo tovla lenidusa, the Gemara says. Sure, so it's a valid geirus. Where was the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? So Tosis says that there must have been a Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of a bezdin, but there was no tefila in front of bezdin, and then we say the chazaka milo tovla lenidusa. Anybody know Rav Moshe's kasha? He has the same kasha in two tshuvas, in Kuvav and in Kuv Chav Dalet. I don't know if you got to it, but it's a tremendous kasha. What's this kasha? What? Shemishus is good. B'dieved we pass from the Shemishus is good. That's the sugi we're going to learn tomorrow. The Shemishus is lachatchila, you shouldn't do it, but b'dieved the geirus is a valid geirus. And we'll learn that whole sugi tomorrow. So leave out l'shem ishus. Kulam geirin, we paskin, that l'shem ishus is a valid geirus b'di'evet. Rav Moshe asks Akasha, this geirus should not be valid even b'di'evet. Why not?
It's not accepting the lava, lo yekodesh.
It's not accepting the lava, lo yekodesh. What was the purpose of the geirus? To marry the Evid. She is now a Bas Yisrael who wants to marry an Evid. If you would ask her at the time of the geirus, are you accepting this lav of lo yiyakodesh? That's the lav in the Torah that an eved is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. A bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry an eved, right? She's not accepting. If the whole purpose of the geirus was in order to marry the eved, right? Leave out l'shem ishus. That's not the problem. It's a kabbalas mitzvah chutz midova echad. She's not mekabel the lav of lo yiyah kodesh. So how could it be a valid geirus? Chutz midova echad. That's what Moshe's kasha. I haven't seen anyone else ask this question. It's a tremendous question. She didn't say chutz midova echad. It's a nan sahadeh. We know that it's chutz midova echad. We know that the whole purpose of her geirus was in order to marry the eved was the one who was megayir her, right? So that they could get married. So it's a nansahadeh that she is not accepting that mitzvah. Yeah.
He's waiting to get a shofar.
What's that?
Maybe he's waiting to get a shofar. Why is he the guy at all?
He can't determine that he'll become Meshukha.
Yeah, he wasn't really, he wanted to do a kiddush, right?
He didn't want to marry a Goya. He didn't want to marry a non-Jewish woman because he considered himself to be a Jew.
That's
right?
Also, though, I'm saying. He didn't want to go over that, so he says he wanted to go over the other. It doesn't say.
It says, he said, the Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef didn't say, I can be makshe her and you marry her and wait till you get Meshukha to marry her. It doesn't say that. It says, it seems that this was his kavana, this was her kavana, to get married right away. He didn't know. How does he know whether he'll ever get Meshukha? The master's not allowed to free him. Le'olam v'hem tavodu. There's an issa d'oraisa to free an eved. So it doesn't say. You can't say that.
Why is he, if he didn't care about me, why is it?
Because he didn't want to marry a goy. He thought maybe he didn't even know about this love of Lo Yeh Kodesh. He wanted to marry a Bas Yisrael. So that's what Moshe's kasha. Tremendous kasha. So Moshe gives an answer in Simen Kuvav, right? Simen Kuvav. You know what Rav Moshe answers? To answer this kasha, Rav Moshe says, you have to say that Chutz Midova Echad is only Lechatchila. It's not Ma'akev de Geris B'dievet. So Enoch Anami, there's an answer Hadeg that she would not be Mekabel, this love of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Right, but it's not ma'akev. It's not going to be ma'akev. It b'di'evet. Right, so basically, Rav Moshe says that for geirus, if you makabel, it has to be that you makabel most mitzvahs, rov mitzvahs. But if you b'di'evet and ain't makabel lechatchila, ain't makabeli. Bezdin or not makabel. If it's chutz midova echad. However, b'di'evet the geirus. The Geirus is going to work, and what about this one mitzvah that they weren't mikabel? Are they chayiv in it? They are chayiv in it because the fact that the Geir makes a t'nai that I'm not mikabel this one mitzvah, that t'nai is not effective. It's not a valid t'nai. Why is it not valid? Master Mashakos of Atayra. You can't make a t'nai that goes against halacha. So the t'nai that you make is null and void. But she didn't want to be mekabel, the lo yeh kodesh, the love of lo yeh kodesh. And the chanami, it will be chal, that she is also to an eved, but it will not be ma'akev the geiris b'di'evet. That's what Rav Moshe says. And that's why he says, perhaps that's why the eved didn't bring her to Bezdin, for the tefillah. Why didn't she went to Beis Din obviously for the Kabbalah's mitzvah. So the Kabbalah's mitzvah was a Kabbalah bistam. She was Mekabel mitzvah. And then at the time of the tefillah, they relied on the geirus of the Milo Tovlo Lenidusa. Why didn't he bring her to Beis Din for the tefillah and have Beis Din do everything? Right? So Moshe suggests perhaps because he was afraid. Maybe he was afraid that if they'll start asking her questions at the time of the tefillah, when she's actually the chalos of the geirus, so they'll ask her, why are you being megayer? Right? And she'll say, to marry this eved. Right? And then they won't be mekabel her. But with the eved, it will not be ma'akev in the geirus, chutz midova echa. Tremendous chiddush of Ramesha. Tremendous. But he's trying to answer the kashra. Ramesha brings another raya that it's only a din lechatchila. This is on the first page of Simin Kuvav. In the paragraph of Ok She'oimim lo, She'iko mitzvah zu, She'yodea me'atzvo, Eza mitzvah shiroa, Eich she'yisrael ne'agim mitzvah zu, V'yoimah. Mitzvah zu, Eino rotza lekabla, Al zeh tanya she'im mekabli, Minkin efshe sh'av b'di'evik, She'kibluhu, Eino ge. Av she'noka loshin, Eim mekabli, Du loshin lechatchila. So is this, Ramosha has a suffix, is this a din l'chatchila, chutz midova echod, or it's ma'akev even b'di'evit? And he wants to say, he wants to bring a raya from chutz midiktuk echod midivrei soifrim, that it is not going to be ma'akev b'di'evit. Because Ramosha assumes that in the case of chutz midiktuk echod midivrei soifrim, it's mistaber, that since the ger is mekabel all mitzvahs d'oraisa, it's mekabel baltov lososor as well. So mekabel all mitzvahs d'oraisa except one diktuk midivrei soifim. It's mistaveh that he is a ger midoraisa, and that the rabbanon would not be oikir his gerus, the gerus that status of ger midoraisa. Rabbanon would not come along and be oikir the gerus completely. So that means that when Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda said that ein mikablin also, when he says chutz midiktuk echad midivrei soifim, that's a din l'chatchila. But b'di'evit he will be a ger, he will remain a ger. So in the same way that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says chutz midiktuk echad midivrei soifim, b'di'evit he is a ger. So too in the ratio of that braisa, when he says chutz midova echad min hatayra, he Ramosha says mistabe that he's also a ger. B'di'evit he will be a ger. That's what Ramosha. That's another raya that Ramosha wants to bring. And so in this tshuva in Simen Kuvav, Ramosha is of the opinion that the halacha of chutz midova echad is only a din l'chatchila, will not be ma'akiv in the geris b'di'evit. Right? Tremendous chiddush. However, there is another tshuva, many other tshuvas, where Ramosha says it's ma'akev even b'di'evit. Certainly Kabbalah's mitzvah is ma'akev b'di'evit, but even chutz midova echad is going to be ma'akev b'di'evit. That's the other tshuva in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. So Ramosha, we'll come back to the case of the, let me just finish up this case when she didn't want to be Kabbalah Tznius. So Ramosha paskind that they should not be mekabel her, because ein mekabelin the chatchila. B'di'evit, however, it's going to be a valid gerus if they were mekabel, and b'di'evit will be a valid gerus. In addition, Ramosha says in the last paragraph in this tshuva, Ramosha says there's another reason why b'di'evit it's going to be a valid gerus. Because she doesn't think that tznius is really a halacha. She thinks it's a chumrah. She knows there are so many women, from women, who don't dress tznius there. Must be it's only a chumrah. It's a stringency. But it's not really a halacha. So therefore, in her mind, it's like a lack of yediyas mitzvahs. Right? Remember we said the Chemda Shloimei? That if you don't know, right, Hodos mitzvah is not ma'akev b'di'evit. She doesn't know certain mitzvahs, right? But she's willing to be makabel, whatever is halacha. So then that's not going to be ma'akev b'di'evit. So over here, if the woman thinks there's only a chumra bi'alma, right? So that means she's lacking that yediyah. When she'll find out that it's really halacha, it'll be a different situation. So therefore, it's like the case where she's lacking that yediyah. It's not that she's chutz midova echad. I'm not willing to accept a certain halacha. She doesn't think it's halacha, right? So that's therefore Ramosha said in this case, b'di'evit the geirus will be a valid geirus, but they should not be mekabel. If she insists that she doesn't want to be mekabel halachitz of tznius, right? Bezin should not do it. But if they did it b'di'evit, it's going to be a valid gerus. You have to go through this tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael. Very, very critical tshuva to go through the whole thing. I know you didn't have enough time this morning, but you should make sure that you go through this whole tshuva. In the other tshuva, in Kuf Chav Dalet, Ramosha is of a very, very different opinion. Ramosha holds that chutz midava echad b'di'evit ein oger. And he does, and he brings a raya from the Rambam. Right? He brings a raya from the Rambam that the Rambam says that chutz midova echad is not going to be a gerus. not only Ger Toisha, but not even Ger Tzedek. He won't be, he won't have a status of a Ger. But Ramesha asked the same Kasha from the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei. He asked the Kasha that, isn't that a case of Chutz Midova Echod? Because she's not Mikabel Lo Yiyah Kodesh. Not Mikabel Lo Yiyah Kodesh. That was the whole purpose of the Ger. So take a look at Kuf Chav Dalet, page 2. I'm going to read this inside because this teretz that Ramesha says is a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. And I don't understand it 100%, so maybe together we'll be able to understand it. On page 2, first column, about 7-8 lines down, I'll call upon him. Kevin de Bechisorin Kabolas Mitzvah Achas Eino Ger. Yikshe de Hare Noch Rizu Lo Kibolo Lecho Isa Lav de Evet. Vav Shelo Yodo Meho Isa Shevada Ger Lo Shelo Yod Shevada Ger Shelo Yodo Shom Mitzvah Nami Heve Ger. In kibol ol of lino bechol dinei Yisrael sheyeda mehem kimfurish b'shabes daf samaches yesh nizgaya ben anochim shehu ger av shelo yoda meisa avodazor meisa shabes klal. We saw that raya from daf samaches and Shabbos. She doesn't even know, a ger doesn't even know about avodazor, about Shabbos. But the evidence it's still a gerus. V'gam b'svara poshet hu do'ayin otzorich lumo kol ha'shas v'ashulchan orach kodim sheyizgaya. V'kom mokom lav zeh de'isa eved Ilu hoisa yodas mizel lo hoisa miskayeres. Vavina na nan sahade shalo hoisa mikabelas mitzvah. Right? The Issa Eved, it's a nan sahade. She would not be mikabel that because that was the whole purpose of the Geirus. And since Ramesha holds in this tshuva that chutz midova echad is ma'akiv even bidi Eved, so how do we explain that Gemara? So Ramesha has a tremendous chiddush. Apparently, I have to get a hold of a Dibris Moshe on Yevomis. I think he explains it there more by Richo. So the Arti, the Kevin de Gerusa Hoya Alpi Chazoka Shenoga Bidarche Yisrael Sharei Lo Hoyu Bezdin Bishas Tvilosa. The Hutzach Rav Yisrael Akshir Mitam Dom Ravasi Milo Tovlo Nidusa Uve Chazoka Lo Shaya Chisoron Kabolas Mitzvah Achas. The Kopanim Huchsaka Shimikayemes. Mitzvah Satoira may ha mitzvah shiroinu, shenoi heges vahu, shemizel huksako lechol ha mitzvah, shetekayim, sheteda mehem, af shiroinu shekima oisam, vak shiroinu adarabah shirokima oisam, talina shalo yodo mitzvah zu, lochein lekach yisorin de kabolas mitzvah, so leamina lehepech, shemizel shehi nesua leeved ikwa chazoka, dolo kiblo, lav zed, are mitchilas han histagusa bedina yisrael hoisa nesua leha eved, Umimela ain't a giyoris, Bishul his nagusa, Bishor hamitzes bedine yisel, Mishum, the Zesha baila, who however, ain't your dually alma kolkach, Kamo his nagusa bedine yisel, Shuroyna is a hard day beneodum, Shekoina machole koshe, Vetovelus lindosa, Shainzurk lidroy melu, Shiedo mihu baila, Lachen kevin shegerusa mitzad chazoka, Lo shayer tesisbatel. Betos the EF Shishtane Zeshu who can mitzias. Abo Uv the Zu Shalohuksakov is Nagus, Vidoni Rap Mitzal Kabolas Hageris, Bishas Hatvila Efsha Gambigeris, Iko Dintos, Levatel Hageris. I think what Ramesha means is the following. It says there are two ways that a person can become a Ger. One is to Cheskas Hanhoga. Right, that we saw in that Sugya, Cheskas Hanhoga, because we saw how she was noyeg in some mitzvahs, she was toivel, she bought kashrus, she kept Shabbos. So the Cheskas Hanhoga, even though we didn't see that she was mekabel all mitzvahs, but based on these few mitzvahs that we saw that she's noyeg, there's an assumption of that she was mekabel, the mitzvahs. Right? And therefore, in a case where it was a cheskas, the geirus was through chazoka, the fact that she would not be mekabel, if she were asked, would you be mekabel, the issa of eved, that will not be mevatel the geirus. If it's a geirus that's based on Bezdin seeing the tefillah and Bezdin asking her, you know, telling her the mitzvahs and asking her whether she's mekabel mitzvahs, and she says chutz midova echod, that will be ma'akev b'di'evet. That will be ma'akev b'di'evet. But where it's a gerus that's based on our seeing how she's noyheg like a bas Yisrael, right? So that's like, even though she doesn't know all the mitzvahs, she doesn't know everything, but the fact that she's noyheg, a cheskas anhoga, that she's noyheg bedine Yisrael, and we extrapolate from that and we say, well, if she's noyheg in some of the dine Yisrael, we assume that she's mekabel the other dine Yisrael. So even though she would not have been mekabel the Issa of Eved had she known about it, but still, that, since what we see is how she's noyheg in many of the mitzvahs, that overrides the fact that maybe she would not have been mekabel that one mitzvah. I think that's what Rav Moshe is saying. In other words, Rav Moshe is saying that when the proof of the Geirus is from Cheskas Hanhoga, that she's noyeg in some of the mitzvahs, right? So it's Chuchsako that she is being mekabel, that she's being mekabel mitzvahs, that she's being mekabel the other mitzvahs, that even though we didn't see that she was noyheg in those other mitzvahs. Masha Enkeim, when it's a geirus that's based on a tefillah in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin asks a question, if she would say, or if there would even be an umdana, an anan sahade, that she's not mikabel one mitzvah, that would invalidate the whole geirus. Don't totally understand the distinction Rav Moshe is making, but he's trying, he's grappling to answer this kasha, because in this tshuva, Rav Moshe holds chutz midova echad is ma'akev b'di'evet, and if it will be in a non-sahadin as chutz midova echad, that's also, it's like you're saying chutz midova echad, so it should be ma'akev b'di'evet. So how do we understand the case of the miloy tov lo nidusa? You have to say it's different over there because of cheskas hanhoga. If anyone comes across another teretz on this, I'd like to see it. But that's the, so basically we have two tshuvas of Rav Moshe that contradict each other. Then one tshuva Rav Moshe answers the kasha that chutz midova echad is only a din lechatchila, that we're not mekabel, but b'di'evet it's a valid geirus, and yuchayiv in those in that mitzvah as well, because the master mashakosav b'toyvet the tnai is bottom. In this tshuva in Kuchav Dalet, Rav Moshe says that it's going to be ma'akev b'di'eved, and the reason why it was not ma'akev in the case of the eved is because that was a cheskas hanhoga, chuksuko, that she's mekabel all mitzvahs based on the fact that we saw that she was keeping some mitzvahs, and therefore that's considered to be a kabbalas mitzvahs. That's Rav Moshe. That's Rav Moshe's, the two tshuvas of Rav Moshe. How do we paskin in these tshuvas? Well, what are the dates on the tshuvas, first of all? I don't know how to explain it. I showed these tshuvas to Rabbi Union. Maybe he'll come up with some kind of, I don't think there's any resolution. I mean, one is Tavshin Chav Zayin, the other tshuva is Tavshin Chav Tes. Right? The tshuva where he says it's only Adin lechatchilas, Tavshin Chav Tes. But from all the other tshuvas of Rav Moshe that he writes afterwards, you see that it's ma'akev b'di'evet. Chutz midova echad is ma'akev b'di'evet. And that's the way it's accepted. Accepted lahalocha. From Chaim Moshe says it, and many, many other shaylos tshuvas that deal with dinei geirus. There's just, okay, I think I'm going to leave the other part of Rav Chaim Moshe's. Tomorrow we're going to go through the whole tshuva of Rav Chaim Moshe. And then Rav Chaim Moshe has another tremendous chiddush in terms of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And but we'll leave that for tomorrow. I want you to see it inside, and then we'll discuss it. And tomorrow we have to do the sugya on Chav Dalet Amud Beis about L'shem Geirus. L'shem, not L'shem Geir, L'shem Ishus. If a ger is Megayer L'shem Ishus in order to marry someone, that's their motivation for the Geirus. What is the halacha over there? Right? We pass in Kulam Geirim, but you'll see it's a whole sukkah about it. Okay? And then we'll combine the two. So you have to realize that there are two separate issues. Two separate issues, and this gets very confusing. There's one issue, what's the motivation for the gerus? Right? Is it l'shem issues? Is it l'shem covid? Is it l'shem wealth? That's one issue. There's another issue, is there actual kabbalas mitzvahs? Because if a person, if the motivation was to marry a certain woman, or for her to marry him, a certain man, but there was a real kabbalas mitzvahs, right? So then, b'di'evet, that gerus will be a gerus. So these are two separate issues. So today we discussed kabbalas mitzvahs. If there's any kind of shiur, any kind of reservations in terms of the kabbalas mitzvahs, right? Is that ma'akeh b'di'evet, or is that only a din l'chachilah? Certainly, when Moshe says in the tshuva, let's say a person says, comes along and says, I'm willing to be mekabel 5 mitzvahs. But the other 608, it's chutz me 608. But I am a kabbal son mitzvahs, right? Any shayla about that? No shayla about that. That's not kabbalas mitzvahs. But Moshe says that if he's willing to be mekabel rov of the mitzvahs, and he has, and he says chutz me dova echod or chutz me shnei dvorim, shloisha dvorim I'm not mekabel. Right? So then Ramesha, that's the din of chutz midova echod. But if you're not willing to be mekabel, rov of the mitzvahs, that's not chutz midova echod, that's not kabbalas mitzvahs at all. And that for sure is ma'akid. The whole shaila that we're dealing with is when there was, he's willing to be mekabel, rov of the mitzvahs, and Mishayer has reservations about a few mitzvahs. Is that just the din l'chatchilo, or is that a din b'di'evid, right? Now, I don't want anyone leaving Shir today saying that Rabbi Sauer said that maybe it's only a din l'chatchila. We're learning the sugya. We're learning through the Shaila Sutruvitz. That's the maila of learning through inside, right? We would never have such a chakira on our own, right? Halacha l'maisa, bottom line, is that chutz midova echad, I mean, l'maisa, the way all the poskim today accept, is that chutz midova echad is ma'akeh b'di'evid in the gerus, right? This is just the limud in developing, in understanding this halacha of chutz midova echad. And you see, there's a Beis Yitzchok, a Reb Moshe, that they talk about it, that they're analyzing this, and it's not a given, it's not a dova poshut, right? But the bottom line, the maskona is that halacha l'maisa, that it is going to be ma'akeh, okay? Thank you.